and welcome to a special edition of the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass blog. This time, it's about a book that I just read. It's a business book that has equally valuable life lessons. The book is called Leadership for Engineers. It's by a friend of mine called Mike Kotecki. I got to know Mike when I interviewed him during my career in the business press. He's always been a smart guy and a good go-to, and he's really funny. So, and this is a funny read. It's funny, but it also has a lot of good life lessons in it for engineers and for non-engineers, for anyone to whom life has granted responsibilities and blessings beyond their pay grade. It concludes with advice for anyone contemplating that time in life when they're looking back on what they accomplished with the responsibilities and blessings they've been given. He recommends compiling a hospice report card to examine the learnings that you've accumulated, the value that resulted, and where those values will lead you. These are what I see as the most important items on his checklist. Did I do good work? Were people better off for having known me? When given the choice, did I take the high road despite the potholes and scattered human remains? That's Mike's voice speaking there. I told you he's funny. And most important, in my opinion, was I at least as good a parent, sibling, friend, offspring, spouse, or partner as I was an employee? He advises his reader to periodically re-examine their hospice report card to check the health of their values and the harmony in their life, while you still have time to modify your actions and you're not yet wearing a catheter. Told you he's funny. With that, I'm going to conclude with a cartoon. Unless you're looking at this online and you're just listening to it, you probably won't appreciate it as much, but let me describe the situation. You see, a lot of people who just exited their hospice review and wound up in a place that's a little warmer than they expected. They're not wearing that gown that lent them a last shred of dignity. That's all been stripped away, and here they are, a crowd of these naked people looking at a TV screen with flames on it. Hot, fiery flames. And the devil is standing behind the TV with his pitchfork. One of them pipes up and says, better reception than I expected. That I won't blame on Mike. That's my sense of humor. And with that, I hope you enjoyed this little book review and that you consider taking a look at what Mike has to say to engineers trying to learn how to lead. Because in the long run, we're all looking for that kind of advice, even if we're just leading ourselves to a better conclusion. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.